Module 8, Service-Oriented Architecture. Service-Oriented Architecture, or SOA, is a polarizing concept. Some people love it, while others vilify the idea. Before using any SOA, it is important to understand its definition as well as the way it works within the cloud. When service-oriented architecture is used correctly, it can provide significant benefits to the organization through the different services that it provides. Definition. The term SOA is frequently used, but a precise definition is hard to find. Service-oriented architecture is not a web service, but it does share some of the functions. SOA is particular architecture for software applications. The interfaces perform the processes, but they are independent, and architecture of the infrastructure allows the communication between the interfaces without affecting them. The needs of the business will determine which model is necessary for the application creation and use. The models for SOA are resource-oriented, method-oriented, event-driven. With the cloud. SOA can make using the cloud much more effective for business, particularly through virtualization. Service-oriented architecture will help the SaaS deploy while the cloud helps meet the needs of the architecture through the processing power. The combination of the two will help increase flexibility for the different users and improve the connection between partners in the business. SOA governance is the virtualization that businesses use to manage different business services. The structure of the SOA gives extra protection to the business of the cloud that will help improve the security of the company. SOA is popular in banks, hospitals, and government agencies where data needs to be transferred and accessed securely. Services. SOA provides two different types of services to organizations. Business services develop business applications. These include customer service, shipping, inventory, etc. Infrastructure services develop the IT infrastructure. This includes event login, message transfer, and exception handling. These services are business, entity, capability, activity, process. Infrastructure, communication, utility, SaaS integration, authentication services. Benefits to the business. Service-oriented architecture in the cloud can work together to provide many different benefits to businesses. Some of the benefits that SOA can provide are information flow improvement, data translation, internal software organization, flexibility, reusability, reduced costs, visibility, IT alignment with business. These benefits will complement the benefits of the cloud and improve the business and IT architecture. Case study. Michael was expanding his sales business. He already had an SOA to help connect his employees with applications, but the result was underwhelming. He needed to increase the connection and flexibility, so he contacted his friend Hannah to ask her advice. She recommended integrating the SOA within the cloud to improve the processing power of his organization. She had seen steady improvement when she integrated her SaaS and SOA.